Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, a huge win for your team last night. Goals from all four lines. You're one of the few teams that does roll all four lines. What does that say about the talent and the depth of your team this year?
Well, certainly credit to the young ladies playing. You know, they're the ones that are out there playing, and you know, the nice thing about this group, everybody's accepted their role. Everybody works hard, and I just think it just, you know, one, you're developing your players, but it's going to help you, especially as the season goes on, because it's a grind, and it's a very physical league, and certainly by playing four, it's shown, it's helped us with, you know, Summer Thibodeau being out for as long as she's been out, and different injuries we've had at various times. The fact that these players have played, they're able to step in and do a nice job for her. So, but anytime you get scoring throughout your lineup, it just makes you a tough team to defend.
Your team was down 2-0. Talk about the resiliency of this one.
Yeah, you know what? You just kept battling. You know, I think Duluth scored their second goal with about 3 minutes to go on a power play, and you know, the talk on the bench was, let's get one here before the period's out. And again, Bree Jordy makes a heck of a play. You know, Abby Haluska on her end gets herself free and finds a loose puck and is able to score. Like I said, I thought it was the key goal of the game, because now we go into the third period with some momentum and you're only down one, and you know, we came out and had a heck of a third period.
You mentioned Bree Jordy. I don't see often a defenseman back behind that goal line making that kind of a backdoor play, but she obviously was upset that she got called for a penalty and gave up that power play goal. But what was it about Bree's play? I mean, is that something instinct that she just went back there?
Absolutely, yeah. She's very, very instinctive, and one of her greatest assets is her abilities when she has a puck on her stick. And you know, she's you gotta ask her. She wants to score. You know, she did get a goal. It went in off of her friend Patty Marshall there when we played Minnesota, and she said the next one she wants to be a clean goal. So. But very, very heads up, very, you know, good instincts. You'll see her a number of times. We like our defense to get involved offensively. It's something we've been really stressing. And you'll see her, you know, go down that wall to take pucks. And she'll make good decisions. And obviously she made a great decision and a great play on that goal.
Well, Lauren Bench played pretty darn good yesterday, had some great saves, but she also got some huge block shots out in front of her. I know I talked to Jack Casa about the one that basically set up her goal. She blocked a shot near end and then went up the ice and got a little help from Mac Lange, but you're getting block shots from your forwards and your defensemen. And a lot of those forwards don't necessarily like taking block shots, but what does that say about taking one for the team on their part?
Well, it's contagious. You know, when one player does it, the whole bench erupts, and now the next group wants to do the same thing. And I think it's the culture of a successful team, and you have people that are willing to go out there and get in front of shots and lay their bodies out there for their teammates. And that's what it's all about. It's those little things that make such a big difference in the final result of a game. And you're exactly right. You know, Jack blocks a shot, and resulting transition, she scores a goal. And you know, that's something that maybe nobody saw on the front end when she scored, but that's why she scored, is we get that block shot. So, you know, she had a big one. Bailey had big ones. You know, it's like I said, it's contagious, and the whole bench really feeds off it.
That 3-second power play goal that your team gave up, obviously a face-off draw lost by your team, but it just shows how important those face-off wins are, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the areas we could definitely improve upon today. I thought we got better, you know, in the third period, but you know, that was a goal that they scored off a faceoff that they won clean, and that's what we tell our centers. If you're having trouble against an individual player and you don't think you can, you know, win a draw, just don't lose a clean. Just tell your line mates, I'm going to tie up. We'd rather have a tie up situation where it's a scrum rather than just losing a draw clean like that. But you know, give credit to Duluth, they ran a nice play, and you know, we showed the girls on video today how we want to defend that if we're in that situation, and I think we'll do a much better job if it comes up.
5 goals against Duluth, that's the most ever that BSU's ever scored against a Bulldog team. It's got to feel good to be able to score that many goals against a team that's had your number for so many years.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, obviously, you know, the bottom line is you want to have one more than they do when that final horn goes off. So but I think it was pretty cool to see Riley get that empty netter, and you know, yeah, it kind of puts the stamp on the end of the game when she scored that empty netter with 15 seconds. But again, credit to the team. They're the ones out there playing and going hard. We just kept saying that there were rebounds there, and two of those five were second chance opportunities that were obviously big goals for us. That's what you need against a good team like Duluth. It's a battle. It's going to come down to little things, and we found ways to manufacture some goals. So it was nice to see.
Had a chance to visit with Bailey Wright last night and asked her about what it was going to take for your team to get another win here today, and she basically said the same effort, but also then some. Would you agree?
Oh, no question. We know Duluth's going to come out. They're obviously they're the home team. They lose that Friday night game. They know they can see what the standings are, and they have an opportunity to get back within 3 points, or they're going to be further back. So we know that we're going to get their best effort. But we're not worried about them. We're going to focus on our own game. And like I mentioned to them, good teams take advantage of these kind of opportunities. And while there's never any guarantees, let's get on the bus with no regrets, and we'll see what happens.
What is it going to take to beat the Bulldogs here today?
A full 60-minute effort, no question. You can't take lapses. You got to be disciplined. Getting up and down the ice, playing our game, and we'll definitely have a chance.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
You bet. Thank you.